Stand up straight, take a deep breath. It's snippet time. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. I'm Becca Jacobson, and here in Snippet Land, we help you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. Why not, right? That's what we all want. Gals, it's Monday, and for several Mondays, we've been looking at James Allen's beautiful little book, As a Man Thinketh. Now, if you've been around Snippet Land, you're all up on that. You know that we've been talking a lot about thoughts, and in fact, thoughts are a key foundation of what we talk about around here. Thoughts, or you could call it mindset, right? Well, somebody said something to me recently, one of you gals, I get to talk to you. I love that. Love that. Sometimes I'm talking to you. Sometimes it's email. Sometimes you're in my WhatsApp group. Maybe it's on Facebook. I get to hear from you, right? Makes me so happy. But I've been hearing things lately that I realized, oh, I got to make a clarification for you. I realized, oh my God, I think I'm scaring the hell out of everybody. Actually, that's what I got thinking. So the thing is, we're focusing on thoughts. We talk about thoughts being very powerful, the thoughts being the foundation of our lives. You go back the last five Mondays and look at As a Man Thinketh, the book by James Allen, and that's what we've been talking about, how our thoughts shape our lives. And that's all true. But gals, I think we forgot to mention one little thing that's really, really important. You can think a thought without it affecting your life. Yeah, I know, right? And now you're like, wait a minute, that's not what you said. You said that my thoughts are going to affect my life. Well, yes. But let's clarify something here. The truth of the matter is, an ordinary thought with no emotion behind it is impotent, I guess is one word to use. It's a dead seed. It's just there. The thing that activates it is when the thought creates an emotion in us, and then we feel it, and then we let it grow, and we nurture it, and it becomes an emotion. Then it is shaping our lives. But if you just have a random thought come into your mind and you've been practicing watching your thinking, you're aware of the power of your thoughts, you're on a mission, a journey is a better word, to use your thoughts to help create the life you want, which is what we've been talking about, right? We can use our journal. There's so many ways we can use thoughts to grow the life we want, and including being self-aware. So walking around, paying attention to the random thoughts that enter our minds. But I don't want you worried about every little thought that pops into your mind. Instead, if a thought pops into your mind and you recognize it as an unhealthy one, the key to it is in that moment, recognize it and calmly, right? It's emotion we're talking about here. Calmly let it go. Just go, oh, there's that thought. Thank you for coming, but I don't need you right now. You can just go right on out the back door of my mind. Now, this is not that easy because thoughts create emotions and they almost come together at the same moment. They don't, by the way. The thought comes first and then sometimes a split second later, the emotion, but the thought does come first. And as we practice self-awareness, as we practice self-observation, we can lengthen the gap between the moment the thought comes up and the moment the emotion follows it. And that's really what we want to do so that we can decide, am I willing to give this thought power by adding emotion to it? Or do I want it to just be like a blank, right? Shooting blanks or impotent or a dead seed or whatever metaphor you want to use. You know, a bullet in a gun that's just a blank doesn't hurt anything. It just, right, makes a noise. And the same with a seed, that you can put a seed in the ground, and if it's not watered or not alive, somehow died, it won't do anything. It just sits there. So a thought is not in itself able to affect your life. You have to energize it with emotion. And the longer you allow the emotion to attach to it, the longer you nurture the thought and the emotion and let it become a whole thing where all of a sudden it's like a thought which leads to another thought that's similar, and the emotion grows and that brings on another emotion until you're caught in this whole internal narrative of fear or negativity or resentment or regret or whatever it is, then you're shaping your life. Then it's happening. It's making a difference in your life. But if we're just aware and we're just watching, because look, thoughts are just going to pop into your mind. You can't control that. It's okay. It's not a problem. As long as you can stay neutral and just stand back as an observer and look at that thought and go, oh, well, isn't that interesting? I've got a judgment thought about this person. Let me put that aside and move on to something else, or however you want to look at it or think about it. But really, that's the best way, is to act, take the role of the third person and just look at the thought as though you're holding it with interest in your hand. Oh, that's a thought I don't particularly want to nurture. I'm not going to allow it to make my heart jump or my tummy turn to butterflies or my anger come up or whatever emotion might be tied to it. So we're using self-awareness. We're watching our thoughts, but really, really wanted you to know today that they're impotent unless you feed them. They're harmless unless you give them power of emotion, which gives us even more power. As long as we're deciding, I'm going to watch and take control of the thoughts that come across that I allow to become powerful in my life. This is why, because this works both ways, right? A positive thought's the same. This is why, gals, most affirmations don't work. There's no emotion to them. They're just dead seeds. I am healthy. I am a non-drinker. Where's the emotion in that? In fact, it just feels like a dead lie, seed lying there. It's an impotent thought. It's nothing. We're just, yeah, I am sober. I am sober. I am sober. Like a robot, like a automaton. You can't change your life with that type of an affirmation. And yet we hear all the time, use your affirmations. Well, yes, but they have to be imbued with life through emotion. That's why we want to choose thoughts / affirmations that we can hold on to with our hearts, that we can start to grow a whole emotional life around that thought, that affirmation. Feel it, feel love about it, feel faith about it, feel confident about it, and repeat it over time with that emotion, and it will change your life. That's why we've been hearing all our lives, affirmations, affirmations. And then we do it and we go, well, why isn't it working? It's because the affirmation is dead. It's shooting blanks. It's impotent. It's whatever metaphor we're using. I'm having fun with metaphors and trying not to get dirty. Bear with me, gals. My mind is getting a little dirty right now. Hopefully, I'm not taking us into the R-rated zone here in Snippet Land. I'm teasing, of course. We're all grown up here, right? And we're not prudes. Anyway, did you catch that? So here's the thing. Here's the rundown of what we're talking about. Yes, affirmations work if you can find one that you can genuinely feel emotional about. No, negative thoughts will not destroy your life if you can keep them dead, meaning keep your emotion out of them. Now, this is not necessarily an easy feat. How do you bring in a lovely, positive emotion to an affirmation that you don't really believe? How do you not feel a fearful emotion around a thought that is fearful? So you can see that this becomes a practice, and it takes weeks, months, even years to get really good at it. But it's a worthwhile practice because, as we know, because we've been talking about this over the last several Mondays, we talk about all the time, thoughts and mindset. We know that the practice is worthwhile. And I want you to know that it becomes a lifelong practice. So it's not like, okay, do this for 5 years and then you'll feel better. That's not what I mean when I say years. I practice this and I love it. It's just the way I do. That's how I roll now, so to speak. I watch my thoughts. I try to always be a fly on the wall. When a thought comes up that I'm just not interested in allowing into my life, I'm getting pretty good at keeping the emotion away from it and just looking at it and saying, thanks for popping up, dear, but you're not welcome here. There's no room here for you today. Off you go. Shoo it away. No anger. Just Goodbye. Thanks for coming. But yeah, that didn't help. Goodbye. And on the other hand, I use affirmations all the time, but I choose ones that I can wrap my heart around and believe in and feel like, yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's the me I'm growing. It might not be me today, but that's the me I'm growing. And I can feel love around that feeling. I can feel love for the me that I'm growing through the proper thoughts and affirmations. And it becomes very empowering when you feel a beautiful, loving emotion wrapped around a thought that feels right for you. Here's an example. I like this one. I've used it before, I think, here on the show. I like this one. Try this. How about this? I am resilient. So that thought is not a lie. It's not. Hey, there'll be no shaking of the head. Stop that. It's not a lie. You are resilient. The fact that you are hearing my voice, you're battling alcohol, you're still showing up, you're turning on your snippets, you're still up, you're still in the game, right? Even if you're still drinking, you're still in the game because you're hearing this. That means you're resilient. You got up this morning, even if you drank last night, you got up today, and here you are hearing this. That means you're resilient. So it is not a lie. There is not one of you out there that I will believe for 1 second cannot take "I am resilient" and wrap it in loving emotion and grow it, because that thought alone will change your life if you add emotion to it and nurture it, treat it like a gem and begin to love it, make it yours. Like, I am resilient. Damn it. Yes, I am. Yes, I am resilient. She's right. I'm resilient. And allow your heart to open to that thought. Wrap as much emotion as you can around that thought, and it will start to change your life. Now compare that to this thought. I do not drink. Well, hello, you still got booze on your breath. Right? It's like, well, that's a lie. We feel no emotion around that except maybe irritation, anger, frustration, which will not grow a beautiful life, will not help at all. We want thoughts that bring positive emotions. If a thought drags along with it or creates a negative emotion, it's got to go. Again, how do we do that? We're the fly on the wall. We're the objective second person watching and going, that's a thought I'm not willing to nurture. Thank you for coming and goodbye. Now, you're not going to be perfect at this. You're going to catch yourself being emotional around negative thoughts. You're going to struggle to feel a positive emotions around good thoughts. It's okay. This is a messy journey. How many times do we acknowledge that here? The journey to happy sobriety is messy. We start, we fail, we try again, we go 2 steps forward and 1 back, but we keep going. Why? Because we're resilient, right? And you keep going and keep going and you get better at it. You get better at it. In early sobriety, it's just a big mess. And you just got to, if you're a perfectionist, you just got to accept the fact that it's a messy journey and allow it to be messy. I think that's one of the things that held me back all those years, is I wanted it to be clean and perfect. I wanted to wake up in the morning, never drink again, be happy and do it all just perfectly and have it all in a journal and on a calendar. And I was doing the math and it was just a mess, because the next thing I knew, I was sitting there drinking vodka because it was all too overwhelming. It's messy, gals. Let it be messy. It's okay. When things get a bit messy and your thoughts aren't doing what you want, just shrug it off, laugh it off, and move on. Try again tomorrow. There it is, gals. Monday mindset today, right? We promised we were going to do Monday mindset since finishing our last book study. If this isn't mindset, I don't know what is. You know, gals, I'm just coming off of a 3-day sobriety seminar called It's My Time. If you were there with me, thank you for coming. It's practices like this that I do during my live events. I teach gals how to do this type of work. I help you get started. So stick around Snippet Land. I'm going to do another live event in the coming within a month or month and a half. I'll let you know soon. We're going to do another book study. Things are alive and well and hopping here in Snippet Land. And if you'd like a little bit extra today, why don't you try out the Sacred Mirror? It's been closed for about a week. I'm opening it up again today. The Sacred Mirror, for those of you who are new, is a simple private online form. Private meaning Becca, and only Becca reads them. You just answer a couple questions and share a bit of your story with me. It comes over to me. I read it. I turn on this microphone and I respond, not with advice, not with a sales pitch, but with a reflection. I become that fly on the wall, that objective second person who says to you, here's what I hear you saying, and I acknowledge your journey. And yes, of course, I might share if there's something I think would help you. Of course, I'll share it. That's the sacred mirror, and the doors are wide open today. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.